great day, isn't it?
My kind of day, I agreed.
What did you do yesterday?
His tone was just a bit too proprietary.
I mostly worked on my essay.
I didn't add that I was finished with it. No need to sound smug.
He hit his forehead with the heel of his hand.
Oh, yeah. That's due Thursday, right?
Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday, he frowned. That's not good.
What are you writing yours on?
Whether Shakespeare's treatment of the female characters is misogynistic?
He stared at me like I'd just spoken in pig Latin.
I guess I'll have to get to work on that tonight, he said deflated. I was going to ask if you wanted to go out.
Oh, I was taken off guard. Why couldn't I ever have a pleasant conversation with Mike anymore without it getting awkward?
Well, we could go to dinner or something, and I could work on it later, he smiled at me hopefully.
Mike, I hated being put on the spot.
I don't think that would be the best idea.
His face fell.
Why?
He asked, his eyes guarded.
My thoughts flickered to Edward, wondering if that's where his thoughts were as well.
I think, and if you ever repeat what I'm saying right now, I will cheerfully beat you to death, I threatened.
But I think that would hurt Jessica's feelings.
He was bewildered, obviously not thinking in that direction at all.
Jessica?
Really, Mike, are you blind?
Oh, he exhaled, clearly dazed.
I took advantage of that to make my escape.